My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Making sure that you have the ins and outs, making sure that you have all of the important information available, and that you're able to start focusing on your health in a better direction. You know, that's the whole idea behind getting information these days. You know, how can I use it? How is it going to benefit me? But here we're in the middle of this gigantic amount of information overload. And a lot of people have a hard time disseminating between the good information and the bad information. And I understand we're overwhelmed. I think sometimes we just have to remember that when you first start looking at all of this information, you need to kind of check the sources of the information. And just because it may be saying what you want it to say, sometimes a little bit of deeper exploration on our side will maybe give us what we really need in our information. There's a lot of things coming at us today from even the medical establishment. We're getting information today and supportive information on getting healthy and being healthy and staying healthy. And I think many times we are fighting an uphill battle, you know, with our own health, but it is nice that we're actually seeing some of the medical establishment come to our aid and also even kind of side with the nutritional organizations that are there. One of the biggest problems that I think a lot of us have today is, when do we get started? When do we start focusing? When do we start, paying attention to our health? When do we start putting ourselves into a more focused way of looking at our health? I mean, do we wait till there's a problem? Do we start looking at things a little bit early? I think it just depends on the person. I think it depends on our lifestyle and what we're doing and where we're going. I mean, I think for some of us, it's just hard to figure out exactly where to go and how to put ourselves into, you know, that overall way of looking at, the big picture. I get a question almost every single day and from many different people, and a lot of people want to know, you know, that one question that I just mentioned, when do we start? So I think for many people, going into Stay Healthy Health Food Store is a great place to start because they are able to answer questions. I mean, obviously we all have questions. We have questions about what to do, what to take, when do we start, what changes can we make, what tiny little, you know, switches and moving things around is going to make a difference. And I think many of us go into the getting healthy realm thinking that the entire world around us has to change. And actually, tiny little small changes can be monumental in the big picture of trying to get healthy. Going to Stay Healthy Health Food Store is a great place to begin your journey. It's also a wonderful place to be during that healthy journey. And once you've been lucky enough to achieve all of that good, wonderful success, and your goals are satisfied, your affirmations are now reality, they're there to make sure that you have what you need to maintain all that hard work. So I think what we have to do is we have to find a place like Stay Healthy Health Food Store. If you live here in the Valley, Stay Healthy is your oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade, bringing longevity to the plate as well. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and above and beyond that, all of it in a full service environment. Go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. See what a local retailer can do for you. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to give them a thumbs up on Facebook. Those daily tidbits of information are very valuable. Sometimes a little bit of information every day is better than a whole bunch of overwhelming information, you know, and because sometimes we just tune things out after a while. Of course, going to their webpage is a great place for you to find more in-depth information when you're looking, read all the industry articles, and while you're there, print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. So I had a guest scheduled today. My guest has not shown up, so I'm going to go ahead and talk about something that has been kind of coming at me from a couple different angles over the last week. And it is a topic that I do talk about frequently, but I think it's becoming more and more of a problem. And I don't know why. But I have a feeling that it's happening more because of stress, more because of people's inactivity. I think diet plays a role in it as well. And it has to do with our having the availability of having a better night's rest. And I don't think a lot of us really, really understand the importance of sleep. And one of the biggest problems we have with that is, you know, we don't know where to go, and we think we have to accelerate and go right to the pharmaceutical counter. And that couldn't be farther than, you know, than true. We really want to try everything we can naturally. A lot of people struggle with their sleep, and sleep problems can happen, you know, at almost any age these days. Some people wake up in the middle of the night. Some people get up to go to the bathroom, can't go back to sleep. Some people are spending way too much time on their devices and different things that are, you know, coming at them from different angles, and they don't know how to decompress. They don't know how to put themselves into a more relaxed state. And one of the best ways that they really need to, you know, work on their sleep is to maybe reset the way that they go to bed every night. Now, let's clarify. Insomnia is the inability to fall asleep or stay asleep at night. And it results in unrefreshing and non-restorative sleep. HealthGuide.org puts out the best article on insomnia, so I'm tapping into their knowledge today because I really like what they've been able to put on paper to make people understand things easier. Because everybody kind of needs a different amount of sleep, not the same amount. You know, they say people 8-9 hours every single night. There's some of us that really run on a lot less sleep. So, you know, it just depends on the person. But obviously, when you're tired all day long, you're not hitting the level you should be focusing on. So if you're spending your nighttime and you're going to bed and you're getting your 7, 8, 9 hours every night and you are still drowsy and fatigued the next day, you may be going through the motions of sleep and still not getting a good night's rest. Insomnia is probably the most common sleep complaint. But we have to remember that insomnia for many people could also be a symptom of another problem. The problem that's causing insomnia differs from one person to another. It could be as simple as drinking too much caffeine, or a more complex issue underlying medical. So the symptoms of insomnia, if you were going to be asking yourself, you know, is this a once in a while thing? Do I have this all the time? Do I have insomnia? These are some of the things that you'd want to ask yourself. Do I have difficulty falling asleep despite being tired? Am I waking up frequently during the night? Do I have trouble getting back to sleep when I'm awakened? And do I have very unrefreshing sleep? Am I relying on sleeping pills or alcohol to fall asleep? Am I waking up too early in the morning? Do I have daytime drowsiness, fatigue, or irritability? And do I have difficulty concentrating during the day? And there's other things that we have to think about as well. How is my temper during the day? Do I have a short temper? Do I lash out of the blue for things that are absolutely ridiculous? Do I have a tendency to lose my cool very easily? You know, these are things also that can be affected by being exhausted and just being, you know, in a state where your body is really in need of rest and rejuvenation, and it's not getting it. So causes of insomnia. In order to treat it and really cure your insomnia, you need to almost be a detective to figure things out. Things like stress and anxiety and depression cause half of the insomnia cases. But your daytime habits, your sleep routine, and your physical health also play a role. Are you under a lot of stress? Are you depressed? Do you feel emotionally flat or hopeless? Do you struggle with chronic feelings of anxiety or worry? Have you recently gone through a traumatic experience? Are you taking medications that might be affecting your sleep? Do you have any health problems that could be interfering with your sleep? Is your sleep environment quiet and comfortable? Do you try to go to bed and get up around the same time every day? Probably one of the most important things we could be doing, but rarely done by most people. So the psychological and medical causes of insomnia are different for everyone. We know that anxiety, stress, and depression are some of the most common causes of insomnia. Having difficulty sleeping can also make anxiety, stress, and depression symptoms worse. Other common emotional and psychological cases include anger and worry and grief and bipolar disorder and trauma. Treating these underlying problems is essential to resolving the insomnia. You can't put Band-Aids on something when there's a festering sore basically underneath. And, you know, we always try to have the quick fix because that's what we've been taught. Symptomatic relief. And sometimes we don't address the other issues. And then it just becomes one of those situations where you're not able to get the job done correctly. So, identifying habits that cause insomnia and basically disrupt our sleep. These are things that we should think about. While treating underlying physical and mental issues, it's a good first step. It may not be enough to cure the insomnia. We need to look in our daily habits. For example, maybe you're using sleeping pills or alcohol to fall asleep, which disrupts even more over the long time. Or maybe you drink excessive amounts of coffee during the day, making it harder to fall asleep at night. Other daytime habits that negatively impact your ability to sleep at night may be having an irregular sleep schedule, taking too long of naps, eating way too much sugary foods or heavy meals too close to bedtime, and not getting enough exercise or exercising too late in the day. Not only do these poor daytime habits contribute to insomnia, but a poor night's sleep can make these habits harder to correct. See, when a lot of people don't understand, it's kind of a circle. You know, if you have a bad night's rest and you get up in the morning and you're tired, what's the first thing we do is we stimulate. We have more coffee or we have sugar or we have something that kind of gets us going. And as the day progresses, we grab for things like snacks and sugar and caffeine, sodas and coffee and sports drinks and anything we can grab that might give us a little bit more energy. And most people always say the same thing. You know, I just need to get through the day and then I can go home and rest for a little bit. I'll get a better night's rest tonight and I'll feel better. But the problem is this just keeps going and going and going. And, you know, the wheel keeps spinning and we keep doing these things that put us into a unhealthy circle. And we don't take care of everything at night, so the next day is unconstructive. We're not able to think as clearly as we should. We're not able to be as focused. We're not, you know, doing things as well as we could be doing because our body is exhausted. And it does get to be a problem. Insomnia can be remedied and at least diminished dramatically by having a better sleep environment and a better routine. You want to make sure your bedroom is quiet and dark and cool. We know that noise and light and a bedroom that's too hot or too cold or an uncomfortable mattress or pillow can interfere with your sleep. These are easily things that can be fixed. Try using a sound machine or earplugs to mask outside noise. An open window or fan helps to keep the room cool. Well, unless you live in Las Vegas. Blackout curtains or an eye mask to block out light. Experiment with different levels of mattress firmness, foam toppers, pillows. You know, you spend a lot of time in bed, and if you've had a mattress for a long time, they say over 7 years, our mattresses sometimes almost double in weight from sweat and from skin cells, and now they have wear spots and their springs poking up, and they really are not conducive to a good night's rest. It actually can cause more problem. Try sticking to a regular sleep schedule. This is hard because people are watching TV, they get home, they're on their smartphones, they get done watching TV, they go to bed, then they get on their iPads and their iPhones and they're staring at these blue screens close to their face. And I'm guilty as well. And then before you know it, you know, your melatonin was starting to come out, you were starting to feel tired, and you go back to bed, and you have these lights close to your face, and all of a sudden your melatonin goes, well, God, maybe it isn't nighttime, and your melatonin kind of recedes a little bit, and then you're wide awake from something we did by having our face too close to these backlit devices. We should try turning off all screens at least an hour before bed. Electronic screens emit that blue light that disrupts. It disrupts your body's production of melatonin. So instead of watching TV or spending time on the phone, you know, read a book, listen to music, maybe do paperwork while you're laying in bed, make lists, do what you have to do, take a hot shower, you know, take a hot bath with some lavender oil, do something that's not where our face is in a blue backlit screen. You know, the other thing is, if there are things that you're working on, sometimes you just have to table it for the night. You can't keep pushing yourself because otherwise you'll do a bad job or you'll make a bad decision. People say all the time, but I take a nap every single day. Naps are great, but limit them to 30 minutes and try to have them before 3 p.m. Anything after that can almost put you into a situation where you're not going to be able to go to rest at night. Normal things we are told, don't drink too many liquids at night. Waking up tonight, go to the bathroom becomes a bigger problem as we age already. By not drinking anything an hour before sleep and going to the bathroom several times as you get ready for bed, you can reduce the frequency you'll wake up during the night. A lot of people say, I like to have a nightcap. I like to have a cocktail at night. A nightcap may help you relax and fall asleep, but it does interfere with your sleep cycle once you're out, causing you to wake up during the night. Big meals. If you get home late every single day and, you know, your schedule is going to be that way, then have your big meal midday. And when you get home in the evening, have a salad, have something light, have a protein shake, have something that's light. Because heavy foods, rich foods within a couple hours of bedtime can dramatically upset your sleep cycle. Spicy and acidic foods can cause stomach trouble and heartburn, which can wake you up during the night. And probably one of the biggest ones, caffeine. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine recommends that you stop drinking caffeinated beverages up to 6 hours before bedtime. People who are sensitive to caffeine may need to stop even earlier than that. Now, there are many of us out there that, I mean, I can drink green tea before I go to bed, and that doesn't keep me awake. There are people that, you know, can't go anywhere near caffeine because it just keeps them awake at night. You have to listen to your body. And I think that that's very, very good. The more trouble you have with sleep, the more it starts to invade your thoughts. You may dread going to sleep because you know you're going to toss and turn, and you might be up till 2 o'clock in the morning. People that stay up that late every single night are doing their body no justice. You know, there is absolutely no reason to be up that late when you're not working, and you have absolutely no reason to be up that late in the evening, especially when you're daytime. And it's affecting everything from your mood to the way that you are around, to the people around you, and the way that you even treat yourself. Because if you are short-tempered and irritable and cranky and moody and just plain bitchy during the day, you really do need to look at your nighttime sleep. And that may mean going to bed earlier. Now, we're going to talk the second half of the hour, you know, about some things that are natural that are also extremely strong for helping to put you into a more restful sleep, because you do not need to run right to the pharmaceutical counter. There's many stops on that train before you get to that pharmaceutical counter. Our bedrooms are for sleep. They should be used for two things, sleep and sex. That's it. People should try not to work at bed. They should try not to have a computer in bed. They should try not to watch TV in bed. You should do all the things that they need to do in other parts of the house. If you wake up and you are wide awake, then get up and go do something boring. Do laundry, do the dishes. If you have to work, go work. Work in a different part of the house. When you get tired, go back to bed. Many times that is more than enough to get you into that sleep cycle. I mean, if you are laying there and tossing and turning, and you have not taken anything to help you sleep, and you're not, then get up, you know, and remove yourself from that room. Make sure that your bedroom clocks are out of view. Make sure if you have a blinking LED light happening in your bedroom that you fix it or tape over it. Those blue lights across the room can disrupt your sleep and your concentration. And make sure that your room is blacked out completely and put up some black shades if you have to. You know, and if you're really sensitive, put in earplugs, put on an eye cover. You know, do what you have to do. Make sure the bed is comfortable. Make sure the room is cool. Make sure there's movement of air. And these are things that you actually can do. The other thing is we need to realize that when it comes to sleep, there are things that we can do, and then there's things that we can't do, because sometimes there are underlying causes that we know about and maybe don't know about. Sometimes it's medication. So if you're having the problem and you obviously don't want to run and jump right into a prescription medication, you might want to talk to your doctor about the other medications that you're using, or go online and find out if any of the medications you're using are keeping you awake. Because sometimes you can move your medication and work with your doctor. And they could let you know that, okay, well, rather than doing that one at night, that one tends to be a little bit more energizing to the body. Let's move that one to the morning time so that energy is used during the day and not at night. See, sometimes the medication can be taken for one thing, but it can also disrupt other things or enhance, make things better, or make other things worse. But knowing your body and being able to have a dialogue with your medical practitioner is very, very important. And you need to do that. Don't just sit on it. Make sure you're asking. I think one of the biggest common things that we have for many of us is, you know, being able to have that discussion with our doctors. Many of our doctors are pretty well opened up to having you talk to them and ask them questions. Some of them are not. And if you're not getting any success with your doctor being able to have a dialogue and a conversation, then have a new doctor. There are many good doctors out there. And just like a plumber or a gardener, if they're not doing a good job and working with you, then you find one that will. So when people say all the time, I'm trying to get my body in sync or in tune, they're talking about their circadian rhythm. Now, we notice this being disrupted when we fly, when we go to another time zone. You know, people have that thing called jet lag when they come back from being in a different time zone. It takes them a couple days to kind of get themselves into the realm. Now, I work with a lot of people that work internationally, and a lot of flight attendants and pilots and people that travel around the country and travel around the world. And many of them will use a natural remedy. And what we found is, no matter where you are, when it's bedtime on the clock, that's when you take it. Even though back home, it may be the morning or the middle of the day. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with where you are at that point, where your head is going to be laying that time zone. So if you're someplace and it's 10:30 at night, and you know it's time to go to bed, and you're using something herbal or natural to help you sleep, that's when you take it. Even though in your mind it's 5 o'clock in the morning where you are from, it doesn't matter what it is at home. And then as you go to the next time zone, when it's bedtime, you take it then. And when you go back to where you started and you're back home again, when your bedtime rolls around, that's when you take it. And you just kind of reset that circadian rhythm so that you're treating your body the same way at bedtime, no matter where you are. And the first day is usually a little rough for most people if they're coming from a big gap in a time zone. So they've been a day ahead or a day behind, depending on where you are. You just make sure to take your remedy at night. Or if you're taking a prescription, take that at night. So other things to keep in mind, little tips we can do. Expose yourself to sunlight first thing in the morning. Get outside, go to the window, let the sun beat on your face for a couple minutes. It is very, very eye-opening and awakening. You know, if you've ever been on a vacation when you had a little veranda and a little patio outside your room, let's say, and you sat out there and you had your coffee and your breakfast and the sun was in your face, it's one of the nicest ways of starting the day. And it's also a nice way of starting your body's wake cycle. And then if you're able to spend outside time during the day with sunlight, either exercising, walking the dog, or doing something, it's very energizing for the afternoon. I talk with a lot of people, and they have a very light lunch, and most of them will go for a walk in the afternoon. You know, they get outside, they go for like a 10-15 minute walk. And the people that do that, and when they come back to work, their afternoons are much more energetic. They're not as tired. They feel better. They feel more alive. They feel more energized, and they're much more productive. So if you can do that, that's really good. If you have an office, move your desk closer to the window. Now, we work with a lot of people, and I talk to a lot of people that live up in the Northwest, you know, in Oregon and Washington and all those areas where it's very dark and very gloomy. I love it up there. It's beautifully green, but I would last The longest I was up there was almost a month, and I couldn't stand it. It was too gloomy and too dark. A lot of people love it. Many of them use light therapy boxes on their desks, which stimulates sunshine, you know, especially on the short winter days. So what it does for them is it allows them to feel like, you know, it's really bright and sunny outside, so they're able to be more alert and more awake. So they're very, very effective. The other thing is, you know, if you want to read at night, read a book. You know, don't do the backlit devices at night. Use a book with pages that you turn, because it's just better than having to stare at those backlit devices, because they really, really do cause us to, you know, suppress our melatonin. And it's something that we really do need to focus on. Find your exercise time that is vigorous for you and productive, but doesn't affect your sleep. That may be first thing in the morning. It might be right after work. Some people can put themselves into a category where they do stretching at night or yoga or meditation. That's wonderful if that helps you relax. Some people can go for a run at night, come home and take a shower and go right to bed. You have to listen to your body. And one of the best ways of doing that is to try it different ways and see which way you work the best. So we're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to concentrate more on some of the formulations that are available. And I think you're going to find that there's some really, really good choices for you to choose from. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Estropause, menopause support, is formulated specifically for aging women. Female support. Menopause is a natural stage of life that all women must go through. To make the transition smooth and easy, many women require additional support. Minerals. Calcium and magnesium are two of the most important minerals for premenopausal women and support the structure and function of bones, muscles, and nerves. Botanicals. This multi-approach formula contains women's health herbs, including black cohosh, chasteberry, and red clover. Ginseng has been traditionally used as a tonic to combat physical fatigue and to support cognitive function. Estropause Menopause Support delivers powerful ingredients to promote female health throughout all stages of menopause. Find Estropause from Irwin Naturals at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Power to Sleep PM. Wake up refreshed. Attaining restful and sustained sleep is fundamental to health and well-being. That is why we created Power to Sleep PM. This unique combination of natural ingredients can help you relax before bed, sleep soundly throughout the night, and wake up feeling refreshed in the morning. Power to Sleep PM promotes relaxation. A combination of soothing nutrients can help to relax the body and calm the mind. Stimulate sleep. Melatonin and GABA help to promote the onset of sleep and are keys to maintaining a normal sleep cycle. Restores nutrients. L-theanine helps to reduce the effects of stress, while essential minerals, calcium and magnesium, plus omega-3 fatty acids support whole body health. This advanced formula focuses on these three targeted areas to promote restful sleep without causing early morning drowsiness. Power to Sleep PM from Irwin Naturals. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Sunny Mood is a feel-good formula that can help lift your spirits when you're feeling down. This innovative product supplies a broad spectrum of phytonutrients and essential minerals to target mood and emotional health. Mood Enhancement. Sunny Mood supports a positive mental state to promote feelings of happiness and well-being. Plus, it features a powerful rhodiola extract that is standardized to a minimum of 3% rosaphins and 1% salidricides. Emerging research has demonstrated rhodiola's mood-elevating and brain-energizing effects. Emotional balance. Sunny Mood supports emotional stability and calmness. Combining adaptogenic botanicals, soothing nerve relaxants, and harmonizing nutrients such as L-theanine, this multifaceted formula can help you maintain mental balance during times of heightened emotional stress. Sunny Mood is designed for overall mental health and is ideally suited for individuals with temporary depressed mood, occasional anxiety, emotional reactivity, temporary stress-related exhaustion, and mental fatigue. Sunny Mood can be used daily for health maintenance or as needed to balance the mind and emotions. Sunny Mood from Irwin Naturals. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop, full-service and loaded full of great quality products location. Why do you want to go there? Well, you want to go there for the amazing staff. They answer your questions. They have so much knowledge, and they help with clarity, and they help you deal with the misinformation that is spreading all over the place that just confuses everybody and sends them down the wrong path. Stay Healthy Health Food Store is one of the things that we have to start focusing on. They have to start putting ourselves into a healthier way of living. And one of the best ways of doing that is to search out everything we possibly can to put ourselves into a better way of living. You know, we really do have to take a look at information and knowledge. You know, somebody just chimed in and they said, I go to Stay Healthy all the time on your suggestion, and they really did make it easier. That's what they do. You know, this is confusing stuff, getting healthy. You know, it's not easy. You know, everybody tries to grab something off a shelf and do it on their own with just a little bit of information, and then we don't get the results and we get frustrated, so we don't do anything. With just a little bit more effort of asking questions, you can get the right things for the right situation, make the changes, and make life better and healthier. So that's why I love to send you to Stay Healthy. They're in their fourth decade. They're the oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas, and they are just really, really good at what they do. They also have three people that speak fluent Spanish, so you can talk with them in Spanish if you choose as well. Makes it very comfortable for the Spanish community, and I think that's wonderful. It's just another great plus for Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Well, today we're talking about sleep, and we're talking about the things that we really do have to put into our suggestion box for ourselves to do. We talked about cooling down the room. We talked about looking into a new mattress, blacking out the shades. We talked about not drinking too much caffeine, too much alcohol, exercising too late at night. We talked about not using backlit devices too close to bedtime. Otherwise, your natural melatonin production can suppress and regress, and before you know it, you're wide awake again. We talked about talking with doctors about prescription medications that may be causing us to be more energetic at night. Maybe that can be moved around. We talked about eating lighter in the evening and not eating so much heavy foods. These are all things that add up to a better night's rest. Bedrooms, sex, and sleep. That's it. Everything else should be done in another part of the house. You know, so let's turn our bedrooms into back what they used to be, because I'll tell you what, your life will get better, healthier, more productive. You'll be more energetic, more focused, better cognitive skills. You will reduce your blood pressure. Your immune systems will be stronger. You'll be in a better, less cranky, irritable mood. And you won't just be lashing out at people because you're exhausted. That's what sleep can do for the body. It's not a hobby. It's not something you need to think about doing. It's something that's essential for the workings of our body. And we need to take it seriously. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that I think are very, very, I guess, important for us today. And one of the things we really have to look at, you know, is how do we decide on a product to help us sleep? Well, there's a couple that I really recommend. They're the ones that I think really do make a dramatic difference. And I think one of the best things that I have found with some of these products is that when you start using some of them are going to make a really big difference for you in a short period of time. Now, what I've learned is hitting and missing with some of these things, you know, is important. And sometimes we just have to try things a little bit differently and give ourselves a little bit of time and realize that sometimes, you know, things are a little different than they might have been in the past, and our bodies are all going to react to things that are, you know, approaching our age and all those different kinds of things. It's all different. So I'm going to start with the one that I think I talk about a lot, which is Power to Sleep, which is by Irwin Naturals. The Power to Sleep has been a very, very successful formula. And I think the reason that it has is because of the fact that so many people have found it to be not only very effective, but they found it to be something that works really, really well. And they've been able to get great results in a very, very short period of time. And I think that's really, really important. Now, when you look at Power to Sleep, it's one of the Irwin Naturals liquid soft gel technology products, meaning that it really, really breaks down and it digests very quickly. The original formula is something that I usually will start people with. And then they have different ways of looking at their formulas. They have the original formula that has all these different wonderful nutrients in it. And it also has melatonin in it. And some people find that it really does make a dramatic difference in the overall part of their health. Now, it promotes relaxation, which is has in this product has a combination of soothing nutrients to help relax the body and calm the mind. It stimulates sleep, which is also wonderful. It also supports balance in the body. And it really does make a difference for the big picture of getting ourselves into a more restful situation. Now, they have a couple different things that you can look at as well. They have one with no melatonin. Now, there are people out there that are sensitive to melatonin. And by sensitive, I mean that it might make them have deeper, more cognitive, sometimes weird, colorful dreams. Melatonin can do that for a very small sector of people. So they have one that has everything in it but no melatonin, and that's wonderful. And then there's some of us that really like the melatonin, so they have one with up to 6 milligrams of melatonin. So for the people that want the extra, I just call it like their extra strength formula. So 3 formulas from Irwin Naturals, all in these liquid soft gels, beautifully put together. They slide down very easily because they're this soft jelly-like consistency soft gel. And they work very, very quickly. So, you know, a lot of people, what we'll do is we'll take something for sleep and we'll take it about, you know, maybe a half hour before bedtime. And many of us read a book or reading a magazine or an article. And, you know, you just start getting to that yawning stage and just go with it. Turn off your lights, fluff up your pillow, you know, put down your book and just let your body get into that sleep state. Sometimes a little bit of natural help can really make a difference. So definitely keep in mind the Power to Sleep. I think you will really, really like that. Second on my list is the SomaRest. I love the SomaRest. They call it the Sleep Optimizer. SomaRest is a very, very complete scientific formula. It uses a synergistic approach to optimizing sleep patterns by combining the latest scientific ingredients with clinical proven results. It is used for somebody that's looking for something more effective and strong. You know, I give you an example. There was a time years ago when a lot of people were going through a rough time and many people had lost their insurance. And a lot of them were using things like Lunesta and Ambien and things like that. And you're using those strong prescription medications. All of a sudden you don't get them. Guess what? You're not sleeping. So the thing that I recommended was why I recommended the stronger Power to Sleep and I recommended the SomaRest. And a lot of people did really, really well with these. Many of them, once they got their insurance back, never went back to those prescription medications because they're addictive and they didn't want to be on them because they found that they could get great rest using things that are really strong but still natural. This is a wonderful non-addictive formula, promotes wonderful relaxation, healthy sleep patterns, natural biorhythms, and all that good stuff. But it's called SomaRest, and it's from a company called High Energy Labs. I think you'll find it to be quite effective. Now, coming from a completely different angle today, we talk a lot about CBD. A lot of people are using CBD because it does help with the endocannabinoid system. CBD has about 0.03% THC in it. There are people that use it comfortably. There are people that can't have anything with THC in it, so it depends on the person. But these endocannabinoid balancing formulas are doing really well. There is a new formula, and I just talked about it about a week ago, but we're in this topic, so I do want to make sure that I don't miss it. It is a product by Emerald Bioceuticals called EndoSleep. Now, the whole idea behind the CBD is that it works on our ECS or our endocannabinoid system, those receptor sites in our bodies, those receptor sites that really do, you know, kind of balance out the body and control a lot of the things that are happening in our system. You know, so we have to support our endocannabinoid system. Think of it as you like your nervous system, and think about it, you know, they're little messenger systems that actually are in control of many of the things in our body, but we don't think about it because it's actually pretty new. The endocannabinoid system was discovered in 1988, and for people that are just learning about it, this endocannabinoid system really does promote better balance for the body, and it provides a communication. So this product, the EndoSleep, uses the Phytocan complex, which is part of these products. All the products from Emerald use the Phytocan complex. Now, the Phytocan complex probably could have just been used by itself. It's got the peonia root, it's got clove oil, it's got echinacea powder, it's got ginger, magnolia, it's got xanthoxalium, which is a fruit extract. Now, that together by itself would have really sufficed to support the endocannabinoid system, but they decided to take it a little bit further and kind of direct it. So they added in some passion flower and some farm agave and magnolia and some organic hemp seed oil. This product, although supporting the endocannabinoid system, helps us enjoy very restful and rejuvenating sleep by naturally supporting your endocannabinoid system, which thereby gives us more optimal health and vitality. So deep sleep is something that this is going to help us promote. We know that a natural sleep solution is supporting our endocannabinoid system because it is intricately involved in balancing the neurotransmitters that influence our sleep quality. So this product supports very healthful sleep, rest, and relaxation and rejuvenation. It helps to bring back homeostasis. Homeostasis is balance. It's biological balance of the body and mind. The way that I like to say it, you know, most of us are out of balance today. Our endocannabinoid system is shot. It's kind of like you're in a playground and you've got a 100-pound child on each side of a teeter-totter. And they're using their feet and they're bouncing back and forth. And if they wanted to, they could balance that teeter-totter because it's equal amounts of balance on both sides. But today, imagine a 350-pound person on one side and 80-pound person on the other. Well, that 80-pound person is stuck in the air because the heavier person has got his butt on the ground and there is no balance. And that kind of visually shows what happens with our endocannabinoid system when it's out of balance. When it's out of balance, we can't have homeostasis, but we need to get it back because once we achieve homeostasis in the body, everything works better. Now, I love the products with Power to Sleep. I love the High Energy Lab SomaRest. They both are natural products for helping us relax and sleep. This does that as well, but this is a little bit of a different angle. This is also supporting the endocannabinoid system. So you have your choices of ways to go. This helps with the endocannabinoid receptor sites. It helps us produce our own endocannabinoids, and it helps us retain those endocannabinoids that we are producing in our body. So the EndoSleep provides a proprietary full-spectrum phytocan complex and some of those added supportive herbals and botanicals to support deep, restful, rejuvenating sleep. So those are all wonderful things. Now, singularly, you can always do things individually. There's, and all of these, of course, you can pick up at Stay Healthy as well. Chamomile tea. A lot of people around the world drink chamomile tea at bedtime, and it relaxes them wonderfully. Valerian tea. Valerian is really different. Valerian smells like dirty feet soaked in Limburger cheese. It's the worst smell in the world. But let me tell you, it is a very sweet-tasting tea, and it is amazing for helping you relax. And it's also a great antispasmodic for the muscles, if you can get by the smell. It is awesome. It also comes in liquid tinctures and capsules, as does chamomile. But other things that people have used successfully over the years, many of these in some of these formulas, things like 5-HTP or L-tryptophan or GABA or melatonin, you know, wonderful things that are available that you can use singularly. I kind of got away from losing a lot of the singular things because I look at it this way. Everybody's so different and you could be an identical twin. And your identical twin could use melatonin and get a great night's rest. And you could use melatonin and maybe do okay, but maybe you need tryptophan. Or maybe you need 5-HTP. Or maybe you need pharmagaba. Or maybe you need your endocannabinoid system to be balanced. You know, so it is different. So my whole thing is when we were blessed enough to start having blended combinations where you have a whole bunch of nutrients all with the same goal of getting to that specific situation, whether it's a sleep formula, joint formula, an energy formula, you know, something for blood sugar, blood pressure, cholesterol. These formulas encompass a whole bunch of things all aiming at the same goal. And I just think that they have a tendency for some of us to work a little better only because of the fact that you're bringing a lot more natural defense mechanisms to the table. You know, I look at it this way. It's like fighting war with one soldier or fighting war with all of the armed forces behind you. So a lot of people I know still use individual things. I have friends that use tryptophan, and I have friends that love melatonin, and that is great if it's working for you. But if you start to hit a wall, maybe a blended combination would be a better way to go. Something like the Power to Sleep from Irwin Naturals, maybe the SomaRest from High Energy Labs. Maybe you want to just get into one of those. You're reading a lot about ECS, the endocannabinoid system, and you want to start balancing your endocannabinoid system. That would be the Emerald Endo Sleep. So isn't it wonderful that we have great choices today? I mean, we didn't have choices for a long time, and, you know, we had individual light choices, but, you know, the field has dramatically changed. And I mean, you think after all these years, I mean, the endocannabinoid system was just discovered in 88. So you think to yourself, oh my goodness, what else have we not discovered? Probably a lot. But the wonderful thing is we are here now, and we are seeing some of these discoveries. We are benefiting from these scientific studies. We are having a choice that we get to make personally on how we live our lives and what things we choose and what alternatives and complements we decide to bring into our everyday routines. And as our knowledge becomes stronger, as we ask more questions, and as we decide to start having better dialogues with our friends, our family members, and our medical practitioners, we're going to be more and more in search of great information. I mean, I am. I mean, every day I try to learn something new. Whether I'm just having a conversation with a peer, or whether I'm reading something, or whether I read a tidbit, or I see an article, or I watch a podcast, or listen to a podcast, or watch a video, something on YouTube, something that allows me to learn one more thing, or a version, or an alternative of something that I already know, so that I can keep it and use it when I need it, when I'm talking about that topic. And I think that the idea of using products that, I mean, I'm very, very big in the endocannabinoid system because I think many of us are out of balance. I love the CBD. I use it. I also am using products from Emerald. I'm using the brain formula. I'm using the sleep formula. I find it to be very, very effective. Funny story. I'm not much of a sleeper. You know, I don't sleep long hours. And, you know, I was able to get a good amount of rest when I was traveling a couple weeks ago. And I was able to get like an extra 2 hours a night. You know, and brought me up to like 6 hours. And everybody was laughing at me down in Florida. They're like, well, that's like nothing. And I said, well, look at it this way. If you're used to getting maybe 4 hours of really good deep sleep and you get 2 hours more, you've increased your sleep by 50%. And they kind of had that aha moment. And I said, so being able to get 50% more sleep, I said, it made a dramatic difference for me. Now, if you're used to getting 10 hours and all of a sudden you're getting six, I mean, you're going to feel a big difference. But if you're on the other side and you're increasing because you're used to being on the low side, that's a big thing. So it has to do individually with what you're trying to do and balance. Now, I found the CBD to be amazing. I haven't had a major, major, humongous migraine in a long time. I've had some small clusters, tiny little ones, you know, of sinus and stuff, but not those big banging ones for a while. But it didn't make me sleep really well. It made me relax. This is working on the same endocannabinoid system, but it's a little different. It's a little different because, you know, it's got herbs added to it, and it's a plant source. It's not a CBD. It's not hemp. It's plant. So it has no THC in it. So I figured to myself, I'm using them both, you know, because I want to come out the other side and feel better. And, you know, if you're using it for your concentration, or you're using it for inflammation, or you're using it for sleep, or using it for your mood, or you're using it for depressive feelings, you want what works for you. You know, so sometimes a combination is a good thing as well. So I've really kind of got into combinations. And I think the reason that I have is because I've learned that, you know, we have to make sure that we are trying new things. You know, I did a consultation with a gentleman a couple weeks ago at a lecture that I was giving. And I said, he says, well, I've been using this and this and this, and I've been using it for like 20 years now. And I said, that's great. You've been so religious. He goes, every day. I said, how do you feel? He goes, absolutely awful. And I said, well, why are you still using these? He goes, well, I've been using it for so long, I didn't think that I needed to change. I said, okay. I said, has your body changed? He goes, well, yeah. I said, do you sleep like you used to? And he goes, no. And I said, do you have the energy you used to have? No. And I said, so why are you still fueling your body with what you fueled it with 20 years ago? And he just kind of had this light bulb above his head. And he said, I never thought of that. So I made some suggestions for him, an up-to-date multiple vitamin age appropriate, some vitamin D, some greens, a probiotic, an enzyme because his gut was a mess. I recommended some CBD to him and one of the Emerald products as well for the brain. And he decided to give it a shot. So it's about a month since I did that lecture. I got an email from like 2 days ago. And all the email said was, you were right. I feel great. Better than I have in probably 10 years. Thanks for the tip. Now, it doesn't always work that well. I mean, it may take a little bit more time. I'm just glad that he listened, and I'm glad that he was ready to update something that was really, really out of date. I mean, can you imagine carrying around those gigantic 10-pound brick cell phones today that we had, you know, 20 years ago? No, because, you know, every technology has changed. So sometimes you have to update your nutrition. That's why I send you to Stay Healthy. They can help you do that and adjust for the changes that have happened in your life over the last, you know, decade, let's say. Stay Healthy. Make them your one-stop full-service location. You're going to be glad you did. They've got the best quality products, the best prices, and as well, the most knowledgeable staff to make life easier, better, more complete, more organized. Because the bottom line is get healthy, be healthy, stay healthy. It's going to take a little work, but with great guidance, the work is not so much. You'll find Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print a $5 off coupon to use on your next purchase at the store. It's a $50 purchase. Use the $5 coupon. Wonderful. You can print those at the website as often as you like. And give them a thumbs up on Facebook. You'll be glad that you did. You get every day tidbits and information, little bits of things that are funny, enlightening, reminding, educational. Sometimes a little bit of information goes a long way, and you'll want to share it with your friends as well. I want to thank you for taking the time to tune in today, the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, and my topics are relevant every day. The things we need to talk about, the things we should talk about, and in many cases, the things we just don't talk enough about. Stop being nervous and embarrassed about talking about your health, because you're going to wish you had if you let it get out of hand. Go to Stay Healthy. You know, people call me all the time. I have guys that call me and they'll say, Jeff, there's only women there. What am I going to do? I said, you're going to go in there and talk to them. You think you're going to tell them something they haven't heard before? Think you're going to talk about a health condition they don't know about? You think you're going to talk about a body part that they're not familiar with? Guess what? They have. They've done it all. I'll get an hour later, I'll get a text or an email or a phone call. Hey, Jeff, everything was great. They took great care of me. I said, well, I have no doubts. You need to talk about these things. You need to put them at the front. You need to start discussing your health. You need to start listening to your body, and you need to stop putting everything on the back burner. Things are not going to fix themselves. We usually get ourselves into these messes, so we need to be responsible enough to get ourselves out. If you can't tune into my show live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can click on the archive icon, download the shows, and listen to what you want on demand when it's convenient for you. Let's all get healthy together. Make sure you go to Facebook, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I answer your questions right on my Facebook page. And as well, I make sure that I have good posts, good information, tying us all together, keeping us in touch so that we can all, as a group, work together to get as healthy as we can. Make sure to like my page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. Share it with your friends. Let's make a big group of us together so that we can all start getting healthy, being healthy, and staying healthy. We have to take charge. We have to take control. Don't forget about all those wonderful formulas I talked about today. The Power to Sleep from Irwin Naturals, the Soma Rest from High Energy Labs, and the Emerald Bioceuticals, the new Endo Sleep products for the course CBD as well. All of them available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. How do you narrow it down? How do you choose? You go to Stay Healthy. You talk with the most knowledgeable staff, and they're going to help you make the best decision possible. Have a great day, everyone, and an awesome weekend. Do something great for yourself. We'll hear about it on Monday. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.